Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. Then looking in the book of 1 Corinthians, specifically chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians 5, 7 and 8. "Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was crucified for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." And then in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?' And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed,'" excuse me, "and he sang, and they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creature, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Verses 1 through 14, all of Revelation chapter 5. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. And thank you, Lord, for being our Passover Lamb, who provided a way after shedding your blood for us to spend all eternity with you. Thank you for being the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, and so, so much more. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us so mightily as you did, and we're willing to go through all that you went through to make a way for us to be saved and to know eternal life. Father, more and more stir us to recognize what a serious and tremendously precious and unique and wonderful gift eternal life is that you provided for us through coming, living, and dying on the cross and rising again from the dead. Lord, help us to live in such a way that daily, with our whole heart and life that we're seeking with the passion you've called us to live with, to carry the gospel to the world, to be involved in the work of making disciples and showing the world what your love looks like. We thank you and praise you for being our Passover Lamb. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask right now for our daily bread. Father, would you come and speak to us? Would you come and give us our daily provisions? Father, we need our instruction for the day. We need your word for the day. We need your love, your guidance. Father, we make ourselves available for what you want to do this morning. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Again, we're in day 3 of our spring share-a-thon, and we're grateful for all of our listeners who've given so generously thus far, and many that are considering giving yet, and many that are giving even as we speak. And so we're very, very grateful to each and every one of these who are a part of our listening family. Isaac is going to share with us the number to call if you'd like to call and to make a pledge to help us provide the finances needed to help carry the mission and the work of the American Family Association forward.
So you can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. And so we have a lot of different divisions here at American Family Radio. We are one of the subdivisions of the American Family Association, and they do a whole lot of stuff. They're involved in making sure that laws are passed that are helpful, that are constructive, that are, you know, well done for America and for Christianity. We've got a writing department, The Stand. They do articles. We've got a news department that, you know, tries to keep everybody informed well. We've got a studios department. There's a lot of stuff that goes on. So if you make a pledge, AFR.net or 1-877-616-2396. If you make a pledge, that's helping to support all of these different things that we're doing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Isaac. And again, our theme for our spring share-a-thon is pour your spirit out. And our theme verse draws from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, which tells us, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. We're going to listen to some listener testimonies at this time.
Hey guys, my name's Alex. I live in Tupelo, Mississippi. Every morning I listen to y'all, JJ and John, in the morning. And I mean, it is such a blessing to have Christian music playing in my car in the morning. That is just one thing. But also to have y'all encouraging me with Bible verses and devotions as well. That is just something that begins my day and begins it with something amazing, Jesus Christ. Praise to him, and thank you so much to AFR for everything you do.
Hi, this is Pam from Victoria, Texas. I just leave it on American Family Radio all day long. It's company to me and very inspirational and encouraging. I do know, and I wanted to say that at times programming changes, and I just wasn't too sure when I heard Todd Herman in the very beginning. I was like, oh, I hope I like this guy. And now I look forward every single day to listen to Todd Herman, and he's just such an inspiration. He's always spot on with what's going on in the world today, but also has an encouraging word at the end of his program, and I appreciate it so much. I appreciate American Family Radio.
Mike, Ridgeland, Mississippi. I've been listening to AFR since its inception. 4 years ago, my son, who was a deputy sheriff in Madison County, passed away at age 47. And in 2023, my wife of 55 years passed away. The Lord has been good to me, and AFR has been right there with me the whole way, giving me strength and encouragement through the programs that you have in the morning and afternoon at night. The preaching especially has been great. Thank you so much for AFR and for all you do for reaching out with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless.
Praise the Lord. We do appreciate all those persons that have called in and shared listener testimonies. They're inspiring and encouraging and a reminder of the ways the Holy Spirit uses and reaches through American Family Radio to touch the lives of people, to mold and shape them to become more like Christ, and to mold and shape them to become the disciples the Lord has called them to be. We're encouraging you to be a part of our spring share-a-thon. Again, if you haven't called in and made a pledge, please do. Again, that number to call. Isaac, share that number again, please.
That's 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net.
Amen. And you know, Isaac, on a pretty regular basis, we're encouraging believers to set, if they're not already doing this, to set the goal of seeking to read at least no less than 3 chapters in the Word of God every single day. I think of this down through the years pastorally as I've encouraged people to do it. It blesses me when I learn of people really taking the ball and running with it, and they're very diligent when it comes to reading God's Word each day. And sometimes there are those who start out with 3 chapters a day, and then they decide, well, that's not enough. And they decide, I'm going to do 4 or 5 or even more chapters every day. Remember, you cannot overeat God's Word. It'll simply bless you more and more and more. And it's powerful to recognize, amongst other things, the Bible is like a bottle of grace, and it's as if every day God's question is, how much do you want? The ball is in your court. You're listening to American Family Radio during our spring share-a-thon. We'll be right back.
As a nation, have totally forsaken. Oh, Lord, forgive us. Heal our land as we turn our faces back toward you.
My name is Mariah, and I'm calling from Marion, Illinois. I'm a drug and alcohol counselor. I found AFR on the radio station about 5 years ago, and I started listening on my commute to and from the rehab I was working at. The encouragement I received each morning really changed the way I interacted with clients and even coworkers. It empowered me to always offer to pray with those around me and really helped me keep my focus on sharing Jesus. On my drive home, I would hear Exploring the Word, and that program has grown me in ways that I will never be able to thank you enough for. I now have my own addiction support ministry called Your Praying Friend, and I always refer my clients to AFR. I've also adopted the phrase from Bert and Alex, please tell someone about Your Praying Friend, but more importantly, tell everyone about Jesus. If you listen to Exploring the Word, that will sound familiar. Thank you for all you're doing. And for just doing the Lord's work. You're touching lives in so many ways, and I'm forever grateful. Thank you.
I'm Kay, and I live in Newton, Kansas. There comes a time when I just have to go see and thank someone in person. So I drove to Tupelo the summer of 2023 to celebrate and praise the Lord for blessing me for at least the past 30 years because of what Mr. Don Wildman started 20 years before that. Driving onto the parking lot already felt like being on holy ground. Warm hospitality greeted me the moment I stepped inside the beautiful building. And then Miss Carmen took me on a tour, and I met so many of the great people who daily promote and provide the best of quality in so many areas for my information, encouragement, and enjoyment. Actually, what struck me the most was how friendly, dedicated, and engaging every staff person was to me, and that God had provided such brilliant and humble people together in this very special place. And like we say, for such a time as this, honestly, AFR has truly made radio great again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so honored to financially and verbally support you. May the Lord continue to bless as you minister for Him. Thank you so very much.
I've been listening to AFR for more than a dozen years. There is no comparison as to the quality of the broadcasting on AFR. I've been through some really tough things these past 10 years, and AFR has been a huge source of encouragement in my journey. All the shows during the week are great, but my favorites are Exploring the Word and The Hamilton Show. And I really love Trivia Friday because I like to laugh, and you guys really make me laugh. Your weekend lineup is really great. I am really impressed because you don't slack off on the weekends. I'm hard-pressed to pick a favorite, but most likely the top two for me would be Exploring Missions and Share Truth, Apply Scripture. And I know I'm older than their audience, but I learn a lot from these young people. I thank you, AFR, for being a light in the darkness to so many, me included. It's my big desire that I want to be able to visit your headquarters someday so I can thank some of you in person. God bless you all.
We're on day 3 of our spring share-a-thon, and we do appreciate all of you that have participated through your prayers, through your financial gifts, and listening in as well. Again, our theme for this share-a-thon is pour your spirit out. And Isaac is going to share once again the number and the means whereby you can call in to make a pledge.
You can call in to give at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And Pastor Joseph, I just really, really like our theme. So it's pour your spirit out, asking God to pour his spirit out on us. Mm-hmm. And the verse is Isaiah 44, verses 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. So I've been thinking for the last few days that, I feel like there's three stages of being a Christian. Mm-hmm. The first stage is the forgiveness of your sins, where you're initially saved. Mm-hmm. The third stage is sanctification, being made more holy and mm-hmm. growing in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And the middle stage is the non-existent middle. Mm-hmm. There's no middle. It's once you're saved, you are now growing in God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. And there's no, it's no like, okay, we're just trying to stop sinning. That's never the end goal. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the first step. And then the next step is growing in God's kingdom. And mm-hmm. this theme is so beautiful. And it takes the Holy Spirit being poured out for, and that's what happens whenever we're growing in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think of this too, Isaac, in relation to that, that as believers, we're always to be involved in the work of disciple making individually and collectively. And you know, it's good for us to know that really applies to every believer. It's not just for clergy or missionary or missionary-minded people, but a wonderful part of the Christian faith is once we're saved, God commissions us in his army to be about the work of the building of his kingdom. And as I heard, one years ago heard a preacher share this easy to remember acronym, PRO refers to the three basic areas of discipleship. Spelling the word pro, P, developing a strong prayer life, R, developing a strong life of reading and studying the Word of God, O, obedience, live what you learn. So all of those are critical parts of being a disciple and making disciples as well. And I'm going to take a few moments to share an article related to, you know, this is Lenten season, and it's entitled Christ, Our Passover Lamb. And the theme in Scripture of Christ being our Passover Lamb is such a powerful theme, and it's a very practical theme, even whether it seems to be on the surface or not. So I'm going to share it again, the title, Christ, Our Passover Lamb. Exodus 12, verses 5 to 7, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Again, Exodus 12, 5 to 7. Then Exodus chapter 12, verse 11. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, so you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Again, Exodus 12, 11. Then Exodus 12, 12 to 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus 12, 12 to 13. Luke 2, 41 to 43. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. and Joseph and his mother did not know it. Again, Luke 2, 41-43. And then Matthew chapter 26, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings that he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Matthew 26, 1. "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The Lord Jesus Christ is the key figure in all of the Word of God. He is, in fact, the Word of God. Passover is a huge topic in all of God's Word. The powerful story of the Passover first unfolds in Exodus chapter 12. From there, God clearly commands his people to observe the Passover as a feast every year. The Passover lamb is central to the celebration, and the Lord Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. So the title and symbol of the lamb are one more picture to help us better understand who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. It also helps us better understand why he came and the tremendous sacrifice he made for us. In Exodus chapter 12, the lamb was killed and its blood was used to save the lives of the firstborn Hebrews. This happened in Egypt on the Passover. Similarly, the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself and he died on a cruel Roman cross to make a way for us to be saved. And it is his blood that washes away our sins and makes us new in him. It's by and through Christ that we are saved, transformed, and made brand new in him. The sacrificial Passover lamb's blood was applied to the door of a household, and that act of faith and obedience caused the quote-unquote destroyer to pass over the household, allowing the firstborn of that household to live. There were many houses in the land of Egypt where there had been no blood applied. In those houses, the firstborn died. Similarly, when a person receives Christ as Lord and Savior of his or her life, salvation comes to that person's life. Christ's applied blood washes away our sins, and God's judgment passes over us. The wonderful and powerful story of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, is found in all four Gospels. Each account is profound, stirring, and edifying. We would be wise to take time individually and with our families to read all four accounts of Christ's passion. Read and meditate on them. Take time to really think about the pain, the torture, and the cruel death that the Lord endured so that you and I could be saved. Allow them to speak to your life and your heart and to bless you. Finally, allow the story of Christ, our Passover lamb, to stir you to be a passionate witness for Christ. Every day of our lives, we should be about the work of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every day, we should be involved in the work of making and encouraging disciples of Jesus Christ. Christ, our Passover lamb, gave himself fully and died for us. May we forever passionately live for him. If you desire to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and desire to spend eternity in heaven with him while avoiding hell, there's a way you and I can simply receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Again, the title of that article, Christ, Our Passover Lamb, and it's an article, but also a gospel tract sort of article as well. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. Again, we're in day 3 of our spring share-a-thon. Our theme is Pour Your Spirit Out. Isaac is going to share the number to call in to make a pledge.
You can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
And, you know, Isaac, in relation to what you were sharing earlier, you know, as believers, we're wise to grow in our understanding of the working and the actions and the personality of the Holy Spirit, because the fact is, the more we come to know the Holy Spirit and then learn how to live a life in cooperation with him, in obedience to him, the more productive we literally can become as a vessel in the hands of the Holy Spirit. So may we grow daily in our understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how God calls us to simply follow him and flow with him. Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is a fire. He's our comforter. He's our guide. He's a river, and he's so, so much more. Lord, help us to learn more and more as a lifestyle to jump in the river of the Holy Spirit and simply flow with him in everything we say, in everything we do, in the life and the lifestyle we live. Help us to live in such a way that the Holy Spirit, who is a fire, will burn brightly upon and in and through our lives every single day. And help us to live in such a way that the fire of the Holy Spirit will literally reach through us and set other Holy Spirit fires everywhere we go. Thank you, Lord, for how that your Holy Spirit is also the breath of life. And Lord, we ask that you'd breathe the breath of life upon all of us afresh today and more in the future, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, just lift up the light of your countenance upon us and help us to live so that daily our goal is to flow with your wonderful and blessed Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The number once again to call in to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. We're in day 3 of our spring share-a-thon. We'll be right back.
I listen to AFR almost every day, and I want to thank you for your love for Jesus, your love for the Bible, and your commitment to the pro-life movement. My favorite programs are Today's Issues, AFR News at the top of the hour, Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University, and Don Wildman's It's My Turn. Thank you for your strong and clear Christian witness. Keep up the good work, and may God continue to bless your ministry. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever.
I love to listen to AFR early in the morning when I'm on my way to do things. I tune in and so inspired by the word that's given and the music, and also enjoy listening to Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, along with many others. And I just want to thank you for continuing to inspire us as Christians in these times. Grateful for it.
I have been listening to American Family Radio for many years. Actually, since just before Sandy Rios joined you. What a beautiful addition she was. Also, we have been monthly supporters of AFR since about 2012. Your station is such a beautiful mix biblically faithful spiritual and personal encouragement, accurate exposition of current news and events, and a lot of warm humor sprinkled throughout. Listening to AFR is, for an oldie like me, a bit like coming home each day, and the welcome mat is clearly out for all newcomers. Thank you all for the faithful hard work you do daily at AFR. You are much appreciated and much loved. Thank you.
We're on day three of our spring share-a-thon, and again, we're grateful to all those that have given so far, that have prayed, that have walked with us during our spring share-a-thon. It's been a blessing in so, so many ways, and the Lord continues to run our cups over tremendously in many ways as well. The number to call, if you'd like to call in to make a pledge, is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. And Isaac is going to share our theme and our theme scripture as well.
So our theme for this share-a-thon is pour your spirit out. We're asking God to pour his spirit out on us. And our theme verse is Isaiah 44, verse 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. And Pastor Joseph, we started to talk a little bit last segment about what it means to first be saved and be justified, for your sins to be forgiven and you to be seen right in God's eyes, and then for you to move into sanctification, growing more like God, and how that ties in with the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit. And I thought the picture of Genesis kind of lines up really well, the creation story. So there is God, he's molding man, and then there's man formed out of dirt, but he's just there. He's not living yet. And then God breathes the breath of life into this body and becomes a living being. Now we fast forward. We are dead in our sins. And then God says, I'm going to pay the price for your sins. You're now forgiven. I see you as right, as good, as holy in my eyes. And then he gives us his Holy Spirit that brings us into resurrection life. Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. I'm living water. He's not just asking us to do better. He's saying, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit that can bring life out of what you were dead in. You were before dead in your sins, and now we're living in his kingdom. Even now, while we're waiting on our new bodies, while we're still facing temptation from the enemy, we have the Holy Spirit that can bring life from these dry lands, dead bones, from from our sin and shackles to resurrection life.
And you know, I think of this too in relation to what you were just speaking of, Isaac, too, that, you know, when God breathed the breath of life into Adam, we think of it as something that happened to him physically, and of course it did, but it brought life to his mind, body, and spirit as well. And we're wise to continue to live, you know, as believers who've received Christ as Lord and Savior, continue to live daily taking in the breath of God, who is the Holy Spirit, and breathing in and out and respirating him to every part of our being, mind, body, and not just our physical body, but our mind, body, and spirit as well. And he ministers and nourishes every part of our being as well.
So man is made in the image of God. God is a Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Every piece of the Trinity is one. And if Jesus moves, that's what the Father is wanting to do, and that's what the Holy Spirit is empowering him to do. Mm-hmm. If the Holy Spirit moves, that's what the Father's will is, and that's what Jesus is loving. If the Father moves, that's what he wills, that's what the Holy Spirit is empowering, and that's what Jesus is doing. Mm-hmm. If one piece moves, the other two are always in perfect sync because they are one, they are the same. Man has three different parts, a soul, a spirit, and a body, and he's calling us to be unified with him and his purposes, where we grow in our spirits, we grow in our souls, we grow in our body, that our bodies would be put, like, that we would discipline our bodies to work along with his kingdom.
And, you know, it's powerful to think, too, that, you know, we're there. the three parts of our being work together beautifully. And good to know that you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And of course, one day in this lifetime, that body, that shell, will shed it. But our spirit is the part of us is eternal, and we're never going to die. And, you know, it's something to think about this, Isaac, that, you know, sometimes people think of, you know, they use the term mortal. The reality is we're all immortal, made in the image of God. And once you've been created, you're going to spend eternity. The important thing is to be sure that you've given your life to Christ, because we're going to spend eternity somewhere, every one of us. Hopefully, every listener has received Christ and will spend all eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. But the fact is, those that don't, sadly, will spend eternity in a terrible place called hell. So it's so important that we take that serious, so that we all give our lives to Christ, but also we're involved in the tremendous work of sharing the gospel so that we can help take as many people with us to heaven as we possibly can. So, Isaac, would you share that number one more time if someone is wanting to call in to make a pledge or give online?
Absolutely. So we are a listener-supported ministry, and we can't do any of what we do without your financial assistance, without your prayers, without you walking along beside us. So you can call to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, Isaac, on a pretty regular basis here on the broadcast, you know, we do share discipleship tools, the articles that we share, some of the prayer tools that we share. And one of the things I found out pastorally is that everybody needs help in their prayer life. Absolutely everybody, as well as every one of us, can use encouragement in our discipleship, our life as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I really like the term that John Wesley used when he talked about spiritual habits. You know, now, of course, spiritual habits are very important. And, you know, for all of us in our humanness, we form habits around things that we decide are important and are priorities in our lives. Well, certainly, we're to form spiritual habits around things that we know are important, activities we can do that will edify us and help us draw closer to the Lord and walk with the Lord as well. And so his word was means of grace. And at the same time, it's a great term, but also it's a very descriptive term as well. We can't earn grace. There's nothing we can do to earn it. But the fact is, Jesus, because he lived, died on the cross, and rose again from the dead, he made a way whereby we have access to God himself, who he, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are grace. And God is an ocean of grace, and we have access. And so as we read and study the Word of God, we're accessing the ocean of God's grace. As we spend time in prayer, we're accessing the ocean of God's grace. As we obey and walk in love, we're accessing the ocean of God's grace. And, you know, as I heard one preacher make a tremendously powerful analogy, as we think of the grace that's available to us as an ocean, why come to the ocean of God's grace with a teaspoon? Sometimes people come with a teacup, but better, come with a gallon bucket. Better yet, come with a 5-gallon bucket. Or better yet, come with a tanker truck. The fact is, God is, the Bible says, freely you receive, freely give. The fact is, God is abundantly wanting to bless us, but he also wants to bless the world through us. He has blessed us to be a blessing.
Amen. We look to the Holy Spirit to empower us, and we must discipline ourselves. We must pursue him and look to him for his strength. We go to scripture looking for his provision. We go to prayer looking for his guidance. We go in ministry looking to love like he has loved us.
Amen. Amen. Would you share the number one more time with our listeners?
You can call to make a pledge and support the work of American Family Radio at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Father, again, we thank you for all of those that have been and are a part of our listening family. And thank you for so many that have given so generously of their time, their prayers, and their finances as well. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace. Help us to be believers that are committed to walking with you in prayer, reading and studying your word daily, and obeying your word daily, and living a life of love. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you've never, ever made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you want to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. We would like to share with you some resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. Want to be sure and get that into your hand so that you will have it. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge during our spring share-a-thon. Isaac, share that number one more time.
1-877-616-2396. That is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.